Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Nothing like a slump to focus minds, I can tell you. And tourism chiefs want government action on the Dublin airport passenger cap and taxes as well, following a slump in January holiday maker numbers to this country. There have been calls for action by the industry on the airport cap, with Taoiseach Micheál Martin saying this week that the government supports the lifting of this cap and we'll do whatever we can to achieve this, he says. Well, Chief Executive Officer at DAA, Dublin Airport Authority, Kenny Jacobs is with me now. Kenny, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac.
What needs to be done, in your opinion?
Well, something quickly. The Taoiseach's comments were fantastic, and we really welcome them. It's great that removal of the cap is in the programme for government. I met the Minister myself on Monday, the new Minister for Transport, and he certainly has an ambition to do that. I hope now that that ambition translates into action from government. What needs to happen is the removal of the cap, and then we need faster planning.
But okay,
we
really so you need met Tara O'Brien. Well, did he give anything in terms of timeline with his passenger cap removal?
No, I kind of briefed him on the situation, but certainly he has an ambition to support aviation, that we do get back to growth at Dublin Airport. I think everybody's seen the tourism numbers that you refer to, you know, minus 25% in the month of January. And that drop in tourism, Cormac, will continue until we reach the summer, when the cap at Dublin Airport will be gone temporarily for 7 months, but it comes back in the winter. So timeline I would give is that we have to have a new solution within the next 6 months. Otherwise, there's a big risk that this continues. I think, look, the government ambition is great. This could be really good for Ireland. You know, you could have 10,000 new jobs created once we get to add new capacity at the airport. It would be fantastic for Irish tourism. And we could connect Ireland for the very first time to places like Sao Paulo, Hong Kong, Shanghai, Cape Town. That's what we want to do. We want to be a driver of growth in the economy, but we need to be able to add new capacity to satisfy the airlines.
Am I right in saying, Kenny, that you want a decision made on this before peak holiday season, before the summer?
Yeah, we want a decision made before the summer. Now, this what's happening in the summer and the flights in and out of Dublin Airport is already set in stone. But it's really for the winter, because as I'm talking to you today, the cap comes back into play. It exists today and it's what's holding back tourism. It comes back in the winter. So we need a solution for the winter of 2025 that comes in November.
Is it what's holding back tourism? I mean, why not use the other airports, redirect tourism to there?
And we welcome that. And certainly we run Cork Airport as well, and it's doing well, and I wish the very best to all airports. But look, the airlines determine where they've got demand to come in and out, and I think there's a bit of a myth that capping Dublin is good for tourism in the regions. All the airlines have said it doesn't work that way. We know it doesn't work
way. But you have to kind of cajole them to Cork and Shannon, don't you, and the regional airports. That's where the capacity is. I mean, if they want to expand their business, let them do it there.
And no, but what they're choosing to do is go to Gatwick and Manchester instead, and Ireland is losing. Look, there's nothing to stop the airlines going to Cork, Shannon and every airport, but while Dublin is losing out, they're going to Gatwick and they're going to Manchester. These are different types of airlines and different types of capacity that they want to add.
Hang on a second here. How, if they want to go to Ireland, expand in Ireland, why would they just go to Gatwick? Doesn't make any sense at all.
Airlines are very rational. They will just say, where is the demand from people coming to their websites? How much of the plane will they fill if they're coming to Gatwick, Manchester, Dublin? Yeah. They look at the other regional airports, but it's not the same.
If there's demand for Gatwick, if there's demand for the UK, they'll go there, right? If there's demand for Ireland, and you'd imagine Ryanair or Aer Lingus puts more flights to Cork, well, then people will go there, surely. So logic follows.
Some will go Cormac, but not the same numbers that would come to Dublin if we didn't have a cap.
Maybe there's a tourism slump in this country, not because of the airport cap at all, but because we're too expensive to eat out or hotels.
Look, it's a wider issue, and there's many variables. But what you now have is uncertainty for the airlines. Only this week alone, I've had two American airlines who are really unhappy about this, and they see the cap at Dublin Airport as some type of trade barrier. And they're just saying, you know what, it's uncertain. We don't know when the cap is going to be removed. That's why we need the cap removed, and we need a long-term solution that reassures everybody that you can grow and you can get the slots and add the capacity that you want at Dublin Airport, and do it at the regional airports if you want.
You see, I understand why they'd make that argument, Kenny, and why you're making that argument as well, that it's a trade barrier, because if you lift the passenger cap, you make more profit. But surely there are other considerations here. This is a council or a board plan or a stipulation. There's nothing to do with trade or anything like that. This is about infrastructure and congestion, isn't it?
It's about traffic congestion, the reason for the cap in the first place. But the removal of the cap is about trade, because the American airlines are viewing this as a restriction for them being able to get what they want at Dublin Airport. And there is an open skies agreement between the EU and the US. So they would like more here, and they want to be able to grow here. So look, this is an Irish issue. It's an Irish issue. There's no traffic congestion at Dublin Airport.
Get away.
The cap, Cormac, 18 years ago when the cap was put in place, there was traffic congestion, and that's what planners had in their minds. But today, with 35 million passengers, I'm delighted to say that over a third are coming on the bus. That's really, really good. If you compare Dublin Airport to other big European hub airports, traffic is in a really good place. So,
what about environmental issues?
Environmental issues are really, really important, but absolutely, when it comes to car congestion and traffic, which was the reason for putting the cap in Dublin Airport, that doesn't exist anymore.
What
now,
about
environmental
noise?
Issues at noise and emissions are really, really important, and we are fully committed to having our emissions by 2030.
Well,
and
that'll we're on be track a lot more difficult if you raise a cap.
Not necessarily. If you raise the cap and let us get building a new Dublin Airport, we'll be investing 400 million in more sustainable infrastructure. That's going to help. We're incentivizing the airlines to fly here with newer aircraft that are quieter and better for the environment. And you can do both. But look, the idea of capping Dublin Airport...
That's not what the residents around Dublin Airport are saying, Kenny.
And over 80% of the residents that are surveyed do want the airport to grow, because over half the jobs that exist at Dublin Airport are local jobs in Fingal. So they support that,
but
and they always have.
Do you know the residents,
have.
Kenny, who complain about noise levels and the increased number of flights and the noise that emanates from that? They would see this, I'm assuming, as absolute hell if you raise the passenger cap.
Absolutely. No, they won't. They won't, because we're doing a very good job of managing noise, and we take the relationship with those residents very seriously. Homes that we are insulating against noise, homes that are very close to the airport, we're buying out, and we'll continue to do that. So we've made major investments to mitigate noise for the local residents.
It's still a very significant campaign against this.
I wouldn't describe it as such. Look, there, people don't like noise at airports, but they live near airports. We do everything an airport can do to help them. We'll insulate their homes. We'll buy out homes that are really close to the airports. But I think more people, Cormac, see the jobs that can be created in Fingal and around the airport, but also across Ireland, because this is a driver of the economy and it's a driver of tourism.
Okay. So you were saying get around the board plan or a council stipulation by... Are you saying this the same as your old boss, Michael O'Leary? Send a letter, Minister Dara O'Brien, and get this over and done with.
I think, look, there's several things that the government can do, but ultimately it's a question for the government, in this case the Department of Transport, in terms of what the options are. I know Ryanair is talking about the sense of urgency. Lynn Embledon from Aer Lingus was talking about it this morning. They're both absolutely right. We need a new solution, not just leave it in planning, and we need that new solution in the next 6 months. So it could be in the form of new legislation. It could be in the form of a ministerial directive. It could also be just copy what the UK is doing. So they've taken planning from being a local decision to a new strategic transportation planning group under the Minister for Transport in the UK. And that's the group that is signing off planning decisions for UK airports in a matter of months, not a matter of years. As we talk today, I probably think it might take another 3 years for us finally to get planning to grow Dublin Airport. We're already waiting 15 months on Fingal County Council. We'll then go onto on board Planola. So I'd contrast it taking about 12 months in the UK. Certainly now at the moment looking like it could take up to 5 years in Ireland, and that's just too long. And we will be leaving jobs on the table. We will not be connecting Ireland the way it could be connected. And we need the airport to be able to grow to drive the economy the way it
has. Says you, but a listener to 51551 says this is not a passenger cap. It's a cap on the flight numbers. It has an environmental impact. Either there is or there isn't a crisis, says that listener. Well, I'll give you another one. Dublin Airport, says that this listener, isn't the only airport in Ireland. Promote the other airports. Passengers only go to Dublin because the flights are from there. Provide the flights in other airports and the passengers will fly, says that listener, which is a point we've covered. But people are really annoyed. Whenever I hear Michael O'Leary on this, he's like a coiled spring in terms of the frustration. Do you share the frustration, Kenny, that he has?
Absolutely, absolutely. And look, I hear what those listeners are saying, but look, first of all, the cap at Dublin Airport is nothing to do with the environment and emissions. It's traffic congestion 20 years ago. That's the first thing. And secondly, you can't tell the airlines where they have to fly from. It's up to them. Look, we also run Cork Airport, and I'm delighted that last year it was the fastest growing airport in the country, and I think it will also be in 2025. But this is open competition. airlines decide where they fly to and from, and that's based on demand that they see from passengers. Oh,
okay, can I leave you with one, right? As a West of Ireland person, it's not a big deal for Galway people to travel up to Dublin to go to Dublin Airport. Why would it be a big deal for people from Wicklow to travel to Shannon if they want a flight?
And I'm sure there probably are people from Wicklow who travel to Shannon to fly from time to time. There's people from Cork with a fantastic airport there that will travel to Dublin to fly, depending on where you're going.
But?
There's nothing to stop you doing that. But look, we're a small island nation. Okay. We have 5 million people. We have a lot of airports. Dublin Airport is Ireland's airport. And the regional airports, they're doing a great job. But we will say to the airlines, you decide where you want to fly to and from. And they're making the economic decision. And look, I'm not the one saying this. Aer Lingus and Ryanair are both saying, you know, capping Dublin does not make us go to the regional airports. It just makes us go to other hub airports in the UK and Europe.
Pat says you can't insulate gardens from the noise and intrusion of air traffic. And on they go in terms of the text and reaction to this. You've made your case vociferously. Kenny Jacobs, Chief Executive at DAA. Thank you very much indeed.